Welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. Our very special guest is Pat Smith, who happens to be the wife of one of my favorite running backs of all time, Emmitt Smith. I think one of the most important aspects of your life is being a speaker with women of faith. Tell us about that.
Oh, man. It has been an absolute blessing. Actually, this week I was talking to someone about the fact that it's coming to an end next week for us, and I just teared up. And it's really for two reasons. One is that I never saw myself ever ministering, you know, live on stage before. When I was growing up, I always wanted to do television, but never thought I would actually be a speaker or a minister on stage. And so the way God just lined it all up for me to join the tour just shows you how God orchestrates, that, you know, his steps are ordered, that we really are out of control, you know. And then, for me, I've grown so much just because it wasn't something that I actually went after or wanted to do, but having now gone through the season of it, and I've just been stretched and I've grown past my fears and insecurities in so many ways. My relationship with the Lord has grown stronger because, you know, it wasn't about me, but it was really about him and me having to lean on him. I'm not the same woman anymore. I will never be the same after this.
I believe that when we've had Sheila Walsh on our show before, that we learned about women of faith connecting with a hurting nation. Do you ever take time to connect on a one-to-one basis with attendees of the Women of Faith conferences?
Absolutely. And that's probably outside of, you know, like Sheila Walsh, who I love, and all the other speakers, we've built a really wonderful camaraderie amongst each other. We're like a family. Outside of that, that one-on-one time has been my favorite. After I speak, I typically go out and just meet and greet with a lot of the guests and women that are, you know, that are there, and that's when you really get to, you know, just kind of touch someone's heart or hear how maybe your message touched their heart. And this past week, I had a woman who just said, "Your message was exactly what I needed. I just lost my mother. I lost my grandmother," and it was just like, okay, she's the one woman that I came to speak to. And when I used to get so overwhelmed with, you know, speaking to an arena of thousands of women, I would have people say, just pretend you're talking to me, that you're talking to one woman that needs to hear your message. So every time I hear someone say, oh, it was exactly what I needed, I think, okay, that's the one. That's the one person. And so that's actually been one of my favorite parts of the tour.
Wow, it must be. I was reading about you when you were competing for Miss America and you had lost your own mother to breast cancer. And as you mount the Women of Faith stage and you think about the memory of your own mom, does that motivate you even further?
Let me tell you, when I started preparing for Women of Faith in the spring, I thought my message was something totally different. I put together a message that I thought I was supposed to deliver and share. About 2 weeks into the tour, God said, nope, that's not the message. Your real hurt, the reason why you have stumbled through life the last 20 years, is really the result of losing your mother 20 years ago.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, my God. Like, it was such a revelation. I never, you know, I've always hurt because I lost her so early. I've struggled with it, but I kind of built up mechanisms to suppress that hurt. And I didn't realize how much loss affects our lives. And I never dealt with it. And so I went on through life stumbling along the way, trying to figure out, you know, what's my purpose, fighting through insecurities, fighting through fears, not knowing where, you know, where did this come from? Well, God revealed to me about 2 weeks into the tour that all of this really stems back to how vulnerable, how lonely I felt, how hurt I was, how disappointed I was that my mother was gone so early. And I'm telling you now that, you know, since I've revamped the message, and that's really what I've been focusing on, how do you push past loss and disappointment? It's taken me to a place of vulnerability that I didn't have before, because I was kind of working out of myself and maybe even trying to perform versus really putting my heart out there. Because when I have to talk about my mom, it just really makes me connect to my heart. And I think that then resonates more with the audience and helps people. That's what breaks yokes. And so I don't know, when I go out there now, it's not about me, it's not about performing, it's not trying to be the best speaker. It's more of, I want to share my pain, my hurt, and what's helped me so that I can help you.
I recognize so many moms and daughters that go to Women of Faith, and it makes me realize how much I miss my own mom. And you can take it from Pat and me that if your mom is alive, you need to call her today and express your own love for her.
Absolutely. And that is my message to, you know, even just friends, or, you know, when I hear people get frustrated with their mother or people that don't appreciate, I said, oh my God, if I only had my mom, if I only had her, I would take her. I don't care, you know, with any of her faults or how much she used to make me mad, or, you know, if she didn't let me do this or that, I would take it all again to have her here with me. And so I tell people all the time, appreciate and treasure your mother. And if there's anything that's blocking that relationship, mend it. You know, reconcile. Let go of whatever may stop or hinder that relationship. Let it go. Forgive. Love them. Because when they're gone, they're gone. And now that she's gone, I just recognize just how much she meant to me and how much her being here would still mean to me if she were here. So, yeah, that's a real sensitive spot for me, too.
The irony is the longer your mom has passed, the more meaningful the memories become. And I know that you lost your mom in your 20s. And let me just compliment you on how courageously you talk about her. I think that you have moved from being a successful person to this new level of significance. And pay attention to this, people. Celebrities are not all the same. Pat Smith is not about herself. She's about thinking about other people. And the fact that she's involved with Women of Faith means that she's thinking about you and helping you grow. So let's turn now to talking about treasure you.
Well, you know, it's amazing just to reflect on what you said and then to move forward, treasure you. I've learned as I've gotten older, I'll be 42 soon. I've learned that, you know, we're going to all go through stuff in life. And it's those things that are really the true treasures in life if you change your perspective on them. And so even with losing my mom, now it's birthed a ministry on the Women of Faith Tour where I can help other people. Treasure You was birthed very similar out of pain. It was actually after the first Dancing with the Stars season 6 years ago. And that's when I was really frustrated with, okay, and this ties back to what you said as well, which is sometimes people think if you're a celebrity, everything's perfect and you don't have problems. And if you have money, you don't have any problems. Well, that is like a huge misconception. Because everything in my life looked perfect. I have a wonderful husband. We had beautiful, healthy children. You know, my husband was on Dancing with the Stars, one of ABC's biggest shows. He won the show, and yet I still was unhappy. And I felt embarrassed to tell people because I thought, if I share this, I look ungrateful. I look like there's something really wrong with me. But really what it was that God was trying to call me out and help me to start treasuring the things, not of the world, but of Him. And so even though all the material things seemed okay, I knew that there was something in the, like, it deep down in my soul that was purposed for me to do, along with also being a wife and a mother. And so after Dancing with the Stars, I just hit a really, like, an all-time low. I was really just frustrated. I was very jealous. I'll be honest with you, I was angry because I thought, you know, Emmett is living his life to the fullest. He's so happy. He's doing what he wants to do. And here I am sitting on the sidelines watching, but I'm not happy. And I reached out to God saying, what is it that you've purposed for me to do? What is it? And why am I not happy? Everything seems to be lining up, but is not inside my heart. And one Sunday at church, Bishop Jakes preached a message where he said, I don't know what God has told you to do, but whatever it is, you need to do it. And automatically, I remember 3 years ago where God had given me the concept of Treasure You. I didn't have a name then, but it was the concept of having women come together in a safe environment to share and to grow and to be inspired. But I, because of my own fears and insecurities, didn't do it. I thought, oh, nobody's going to come. I've been divorced. I haven't really done anything. I'm not significant. You know, why would they come to an event that I'm hosting? And so 3 years later, God gave me a second chance that Sunday in church. And I recognized it that time, and it resonated in my spirit and gut. And I started working on what's now Treasure U, had my first event in Arizona. It was amazing. And then we just completed our third event, and it's grown. I mean, we had 100 and maybe 30 women for the overnight retreat, and then we had an additional 200 women join us for the luncheon this year. And now it's turned into a nonprofit. So not only do we have an event where women come together and we share heart to heart, we're inspired, we grow, but then we are now reaching out to women who can't afford events like this, and we're learning to treasure other women. So we had, gosh, probably about 40 women that were there on scholarships or grants to attend. And when you looked out, it didn't matter who you were or if you were on scholarship or not. We were all there, women hurting, loving on each other, sharing, inspiring one another. And I thought, okay, God, this is what you had purposed for me a long time ago. And it's now combined with Women of Faith. So I'm like, this is just amazing. Like, I am literally using all of my pain and hurt from my past to now help and inspire other women.
And we want to take a few callers to ask you some questions. Here's caller number one. They want to know, Pat, why is it important to have mentors in your journey of life?
Oh, my God. It has been, I mean, I can't even tell you. I call them angels because I believe every mentor that's been in my life, especially since my mom passed, it's like an angel that's come to kind of get me, you know, through this journey. And I have one that comes to mind. Well, there's two, really. One is my, you know, Mrs. Jakes, you know, who is our, we call her First Lady Jakes, Bishop Jakes' wife at our church. And the other is Kathy Moffitt, who has a ministry called Heartfelt Ministries. And she approached me when Emmett and I first got engaged and I moved to Dallas and just said, hey, if you need anything, I'm here for you. I know you're new to the city. You don't know anyone. And I just love to be there for you. And she has been there for me every step of the way since I arrived here. And really has been, I would say, outside of, you know, the Potter's House and the ministry there with Bishop and First Lady, has been the person who has really helped me grow spiritually by leading me always to the Word of God, not giving me her opinion, but really just helping to undergird me, but also just kind of, okay, this is what the Word of God says, and teaching me that way. So I just think mentors are essential, not only to receive, but then now I'm able to give it back to other women because of what's important to me. So I think there's a responsibility when you've been mentored to then mentor others.
That is tremendous advice. We have a second caller who wants to know if your children have noticed a change in you since you've gone through this Women of Faith experience.
That's a good question. I'm going to be honest. They're probably more like, we can't wait till our mommy's done. My son told me the other day, he goes, Mom, you know, we're used to Daddy being gone, but we're not used to you being gone. And so it's going to be interesting to see after, you know, it's really, really over, which is next weekend, when I'm able to kind of be back at home and can really sit with them and just kind of get their perspective of me. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think, you know, they're so, especially the younger ones, they're just wanting their mommy. And so I'm trying to teach them through this season to be more independent, to know that I'm not really their God, because I think that was one of the things I learned from my mother's passing, is that, you know, she was here for a certain time. But when God took her home, I kept looking towards her for direction and my purpose when I really needed to look towards God. So I am trying to teach my children that, you know what, I may not always be here. I mean, that's just the reality. I could die tomorrow. I'm out of control. But what I've got to do is pour into you while I'm here and then teach you that really your source is God. So hopefully they're seeing more of that than more of me.
And we want to thank Pat for being on our show today. Thank you, Pat, for everything that you've contributed in terms of your wisdom and insight. We do appreciate all of your participation in the Women of Faith conferences, and we'd love to have you back on again. Thank you, Pat.
I would love to anytime.
And that wraps up another Success Made to Last show. I'm Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us. We would love to have you join us. If you would like to be a possible guest on our show, you can email me at rick@successmadetolast.com, and we will certainly consider you being a guest. Until next time, thanks for joining us. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.